Good morning. A cloudy and damp start to the new work week across interior New York and New England. It's also a bit chilly, with most everyone waking up in the 40s early this morning, some 30s across the highest terrain. Most of the steadiest rain has diminished from the system that produced a wet Mother's Day across the area. That's moved out. However, another disturbance is now working its way up the eastern seaboard, so that will keep skies cloudy this morning with areas of drizzle and perhaps a few scattered showers. At the same time, upper-level energy over the Great Lakes will pivot into and through the region over the next 36 hours. This energy will combine with the storm system along the coast to produce a steadier rain, which will move back into the region around and after lunchtime and continue for the second half of the day. With the clouds and showers, temperatures will be well below normal for this time of year, and most everyone will see high temperatures only in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Rain will continue with the slow-moving disturbance tonight, otherwise plenty of clouds and areas of fog and drizzle. We'll even see some wet snow mixing in as temperatures cool off into the 30s overnight across the highest terrain, perhaps even with some accumulating snow in the mountains, Vermont, and in the Adirondacks. As we get into the daylight hours on Tuesday, most of the steadiest rain will move out. However, with the upper-level disturbance overhead, we'll continue with clouds and scattered showers and chilly temperatures, and highs on Tuesday will stay in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Finally, this disturbance will lift out of the region, leaving us dry with partly sunny skies on Wednesday, with highs bouncing back to the lower 60s. The unsettled and active weather pattern will continue, though, as we head toward the end of the week, with another disturbance dropping in on Thursday with a few showers and highs in the lower 60s. And right now, it looks like we'll avoid precipitation heading into the weekend, although we'll have to keep an eye on a few disturbances. We'll keep it dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday in the lower 60s, then back to more sunshine Saturday and Sunday in the mid to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front will continue to provide support for showers and thunderstorms across much of the eastern United States today. Locally heavy rain is possible, and thunderstorms could be strong to severe across the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast down to the Florida Peninsula. Much below normal temperatures from the Midwest to the Northeast will continue through the short range, with daytime highs as much as 10 to 20 degrees below average. Meanwhile, an upper-level system moving into the southern plains will allow for showers and storms to expand from the high plains into western Texas. Locally heavy to excessive rainfall and strong to severe thunderstorms are both possible today, and the Weather Prediction Center and Storm Prediction Center have issued slight risks, respectively. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 25 degrees with a southeast wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility and cloudy skies, 43 degrees, the dew point 39, 86% relative humidity, an east wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. In Boston, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 43. The average temperature, 47. That's 10 degrees below normal. 43 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.29 inches. That's 1/100th of an inch below normal. And 13.93 inches for the year, which is 1.46 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 86, set in 2004, 1991, and in 1985. And the record low, 30, in 2005 and 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m., sunset this evening 8:09 p.m., 14 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers and areas of drizzle, then a steadier rain moving in later today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain tonight with wet snow in the mountains, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers and areas of drizzle, then a steadier rain moving in today with highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. More rain tonight, wet snow possible in the mountains and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and areas of drizzle, then a steadier rain moving in later today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain tonight, wet snow in the mountains, and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers and areas of drizzle, then a steadier rain moving in later today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain tonight, wet snow in the mountains and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with showers, upper 40s, partly sunny, lower 60s on Wednesday, a few showers on Thursday in the lower 60s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with highs on Friday in the lower 60s and mid to upper 60s over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.